Welcome, welcome to Bliss Off with Renee. I am your host, Renee Beezy. This is the place to step into the mystery of your life. This is the place for you to get your shit together. This is the place where you get no BS responses to what ails you so you can stop ailing. Clairvoyant knowledge, ancient wisdom, and whatever else I can come up and convince you that I have the answers. What you will not get here is an attitude of victim. If you believe that life happens to you, that a psychic is going to tell you what life is going to do to you, get the fuck off my show. Move to another one that will give you some magical answer to your problem so you can take the edge off long enough to convince yourself that life happens to you and you are a random bug that has no choice or participation in your reality. You can do that as much as you want. You can do that your whole life. But that's not what we're doing here. If you want to access the clairvoyant skills that I have, call and set up a session. And we'll talk about all the empowering ways that you're missing out on your reality. Because that's what clairvoyance is for. If you are here to find the place where you're not in power, call in every radio show. If you're craving a romantic partnership, a healthy and functional work environment, you want your kids to grow up knowing themselves, we will answer all those details of what is in the way and how to find the way and everything in between. But most of all, we will identify why you don't want it, why you resist it, why you believe that life is withholding this from you, and why you are attracted to the dysfunction. So you're not the magnet for the dysfunction. You're doing the magneting. Once you get that, life changes. You're attracted to the ways of life that serve a purpose. You are attracted to the ways of life that are a habit. You are in a relationship with yourself. Always, it's you. If you don't want to get these things straight, move along. If you're brave enough to look, stay on the line. And if you dare, come see me for a session and we'll go deeper. This is what I'm doing here. So join me. Join me in the discovery of all possibility. And let's make life happen. We start every show with a topic. Even if the topic is recorded earlier in the day, we will circle back around to phone call at the appointed time. On the topic or questions, concerns, complaints, comments off the topic, as long as it's compatibly familiar to the intent of this show. We'll see you in a private session. We'll see you on the radio. And let's bliss off together. All right, all right. Here I am, you guys. Thanks for hanging around for that new introduction. I will not be playing that every show, but I really, really felt clarify what we're doing here on Bliss Off with Renee. So thanks for hanging around for that. And let's get into our topic for the day. Even though I introduced this topic as claim for all women, I'm sure men can get lots out of this too. So, earlier today, I heard a couple of women talking about an idea, a perspective, a reality. Every woman is seen as either a villain or a victim. Every woman is either seen as a villain or a victim. And that's the way our society or our world views us. That is how we see ourselves. And without even realizing it, it is how we present, how we respond, how we interact in our world, either as a victim or as a villain. Any woman who sees themselves as a victim, they do that because they're afraid to be the villain. And that, too, is our training. That, too, is the way that we are designed. We don't want to be mean. We don't want to be aggressive. We're not naturally aggressive. I could argue that maybe men are naturally aggressive, but they're trained. But we are different. And there is a greater tendency for women to be on the more gentler side, the more agreeable side. So without getting into generalities of men and women, of course there's variances. But I want to stay on course that women either see themselves or present as either a victim or a villain. And if a woman is presenting as a victim, or if you, man or woman, is presenting as a victim, it's because we're afraid of being a villain. So let's talk about those two parts or those two sides. The victim side, I want to say, is really easy because victim is not real. I have lay this out in my mind throughout every experience I've had and through every imagined experience that I could have in this world. And I would say that there is not a single scenario in life that I could say is truly out of power. Think about that for a moment. Victim means you have no power. Victim means you have no choice. And that's just not real. That has been example to us and proven to us over and over and over through different scenarios people have been in. Nelson Mandela was never a victim. In every life scenario, it is not possible to be a victim unless you choose it. Say you chose that period, said you have to choose to be a victim in it, which means you're out of power. So I want to say to you, a victim's just not real. So if you are feeling victim, if you are feeling helpless, if you are feeling out of power, it is by choosing. It is by ignorance of the power that you have and the choice that you have. To be a victim can be so much easier than being a villain. It reminds me of what I heard years ago, that a man, now I'm just generally, men see women as either a throwaway or a keeper. We're like fish. They're either going to keep us and take us home to their mothers, or they're going to use us. Part of the way our brains work, part of the way we're trained, part of the way that we think, we train, we have a society. Either being a victim or a villain, it's a difficult choice. But it is a choice. If you're going to be a villain rather than a victim, you gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. It takes a lot of balls to be a villain. It takes a lot of courage to decide in that moment that you're gonna be okay with someone else being upset. And being a villain can be that simple. Because for a woman, and some men, not accommodating someone can feel like you're being a villain. Right, ladies? It takes a lot of courage to disappoint. My job is to disappoint a whole bunch of people. It doesn't mean that I don't pay attention. It doesn't mean that I don't notice, right? And some people will be disappointed. Some people will be upset. And that can feel like being a villain. You got to be brave. And another thing that you need if you're going to be a villain, not the victim, is you need to break illusions. And in order to break your illusion, you have to first recognize that they're an illusion. So we've talked about that here, about playing truth or story. So last week, I think we played truth or story in a recent episode. You got to play a little truth and story to break an illusion. Because if you don't realize it's an illusion, you have nothing to break. Right? So, it's like saying, we're broke. But you got a roof over your head, you got a car, you got food on the table, you got money in your wallet, true that you're broke. So you have to break the illusion that you're broke. And maybe that's something that you heard growing up. And now, without even realizing it, you're repeating the same information without really stopping and saying, is that true? Or is that something that I believe? Is this my thought? Or am I just repeating some jacked up information? An illusion, in order to break the illusion, you have to recognize that it's a lie. It's like being a victim. We use that word so quickly to describe someone in domestic violence. And I think one of the pieces that are so vital is that if we're going to stop or break the system of domestic violence, we have to stop telling women they're helpless. We have to stop calling them victims. Because everybody in that scenario is screwed up. It takes the equal amount of fucked upness, right, to create that environment. It takes two people. Two people got to play their part in order for that to be crazy, insane, distorted, functional, abusive. In the illusion of victims and breaking the illusion that being a villain is bad, that disappointing is bad, that not accommodating someone's request is shameful. That's the way it felt to me for the majority of my life. I would feel such thick, heavy, dirty shame. Like I was so deeply worthless, did not accommodate, especially a man. It played out in my entire life. So that second thing we need to do to get comfortable being a villain is you got to break your illusion. And here's a third piece that's kind of a side note. You're going to be afraid anyways. If you're playing the energy of a victim, you're scared. If you're playing in the energy of being a villain, you're scared. You're going to be scared anyway. Kind of like when I talk about breathing in the Reiki symbols, or I talk about breathing in a recapitulation breath, or breathing in the quantum field breath, or box breathing, or any of that breathing. You'll hear me say, you're breathing anyways. You might as well use it. You're going to breathe shallow, or you're going to breathe deep. The breath is going to be there. So use it. You're going to be scared anyway. Why not use it for something that progresses into something more positive for life? And one of the most difficult things to do in being in that villain energy and choosing to be empowered, knowing that people will be disappointed, knowing that people will object. I've been accommodating for 58 plus years. Now all of a sudden I'm going to change the rules and not be accommodating. You think people in my life who have been benefiting from me accommodating? I have an ex-husband who has made smart aleck comments about me being controlling and being a bitch, you know, referencing those things from stuff that happened 25 years ago. Well, I know why he does it. He does it because, well, because I let him get away with it, but he also does it because he has a pile full of crap to feel guilty about, that he's never apologized for, never made amends to my children for. He may never. So every time he sees me, he makes some sly comment. Accommodated that for years. And now I object. He's not going to like it because the rules have always been yada, yada, yada. So once you play the villain, people are going to object because they've been benefiting from your victimness. So one of the things that is really, really difficult is that you've got to give yourself permission to be authentically angry. And that's what I'm speaking to. This man shows up at family events, makes sly comments to me. I'm authentically angry in a constructive, classy way. I have to give myself permission to object viably. I have to give myself permission to feel authentically angry. Because he's done a whole lot of wicked shit to me and my kids. And I swallowed it. I took the hit for him. I have a right to be angry that he's played the hero and made me the scapegoat. But I'm raising my hand because I made me the scapegoat. I played the victim. But now that I'm in villain energy, I have to give myself permission to be authentically pissed. And authentically pissed means there's something out of balance here. You stood over there and let my children think that I'm the one that ruined our marriage. And I stood there and I agreed. Anger in there that says, hold on, dude. This is out of balance. And I'm checking the balance. I'm checking the balance. That, in order to do that, we have to give ourselves permission to be authentically pissed. Because anger, like we talk about in the Feeling Fuck workshop, anger to restore balance. So walking around and saying, I don't get angry. First of all, you're in denial because your body, your energy field needs you to be angry sometimes because things are out of balance. And when we understand that that anger purpose is to restore balance, to check our balance, see? Isn't that great? Then we give ourselves permission to be authentically angry. And that can be difficult. If you had a rageful parent as a child, it's difficult. If you're a woman and your mother was the one who was, I mean, it doesn't really matter. If you had an example of someone being out of control with rage and violence, it's difficult to allow yourself to be authentically angry. So work on it. Work on it. If we are not in villain energy, we get used up by others. And one of the mantras or notes that was on my calendar this year that kept popping and popping and popping up until I felt like it was in my DNA is, you're going to be used for something today. If you don't decide what you're going to use yourself for, someone else will decide and they'll use you. This is right next to that, sliding up right next to that. If we are not the villain, we will get used up by others. Chew on that for a while. Chew on that for a while. There's always so much amazing material that we get to pull from, to access, to use in our life, to be that co-creator in our reality. It's like one person can show up and have an interaction with an employee and it sucks and they're saying they were nasty and rude and short with them. Granted, maybe they had a bad day. But another person can walk in there and they had a very pleasant experience. If we are not reflecting on our own energy, we're missing out on life. And we're not taking responsibility for our co-creation in our life. The energy that you show up with is the energy that you are seeing in front of you. Those are the rules. I didn't make it up. These are just the rules. If you're having a reaction to something, it's your reaction. It doesn't mean that you don't make changes. But we've got to take responsibility for our reality. And that's how clairvoyance works. that's how that piece of who I am and what I offer in my services work. It's about seeing the PowerPoints we're missing. It's about seeing clearly what's absent, what's out of balance. It is never to be used to tell you what life is doing to you. And there's a little bit of gray area in there, of course. But that's the gist of it. And I'm going to make sure that that stays really clear on this show from now on. I'm not answering questions about what's going to happen to me. But I will answer clarity about why you don't have the relationship that you want. What is going on at work that I'm not happy? And so we will talk about those things. And don't worry about asking a question. We'll keep this straight together. So with that said, let's go to the call. And I want to know, what are your questions, your curiosities, your complaints about this topic or anything else that's going on in your life that you're concerned with and you think that I can help you with? We've got half the show yet left. See what we're going to do. Hello, darling. We put this person to sleep. Oh, my God, listen to that. That person is absorbing things without their mind involved. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God, I hope you're all laughing your butts off. In the Toltec tradition, there's so many practices that we did down in Mexico where it's about chopping your head off because the machote is the chatter in the marketplace. Your mind just makes you neurotic. Go to the other call and I will check back with that person and see if they woke up. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, my name is Maria. I call from Nueva Rio.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Did you have a question or a comment about the topic?
Yes, I got a question. The question I got is, this is Benny going to get money from my insurance? I got to put a lawyer.
Okay. Maria, if you want to talk about something like that, you'll need to set up an appointment with me, okay? Those aren't the kind of calls that I'm taking anymore. So bless you, honey. Okay, good night, sweetie. Hello, darling. Questions, concerns, curiosities about the topic tonight, or a question similar? All right, sounds good. Oh, one more call. Hello, darling. Can I help you? Oh, I think people are just listening. And some people did hang up because it's so difficult to blame this difference. But I just have to say it the way it is. Life doesn't happen to us. We don't get... Yeah, I'm just going to have to keep moving on. All right, my love. Welcome to the show. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Here.
Yes, I just tuned in on it. Hi, I just tuned in. Beth, is it Beth?
It's
Renee. Renee. Hi, Renee. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling him from Georgia. Renee.
Yes.
Maybe you can help me with this. I was a little nonchalant about it. Yesterday I was at my local farmer's market, and there was a couple at the watermelon stand. So was I. And I was really talking about the watermelon, you know, like my father said, the redder it is, the sweeter. If it's real red, that means it's real sweet. Now, so this couple, and I was moving around, checking for, you know, trying to find the right melon to purchase. And the young man that was with this woman, I guess they were together, he just kind of blocked me and looked me over and looked me up and looked me dead in my eye. And I'm looking, and I look back, not thinking that much about it. And I went ahead with my shopping. It was, didn't think nothing about it until this morning when I woke up and I started thinking about it and say, wait a minute, what was that all about? Maybe you can see something in that, can clarify it a little bit for me.
Yeah,
he didn't say anything.
Why you think, yeah, what is it that you are concerned about?
My concern was he attracted to me, or was he angry with me, or what?
Well, here's what I think. Here's what I'd like you to think about, or to ponder, or to notice. It don't matter what he was doing. It matters what you're doing.
Yeah.
It matters what you're doing. That's where you're
No, but yeah, I get that. I get that. But the way that he kind of, I was getting ready to move, and he blocked me and just stood there, like, in attention, and looked me over and looked straight up in my face. And I looked at him, but I trying to figure out, why was I so nonchalant about it? And I went on with my day, and da-da-da, and
sounds
didn't make
like
no
success.
More about it.
Sounds like
Pardon?
Success. It sounds like success. Sounds like it didn't bother you in the moment. It sounds like it didn't bother you till this morning.
It did not.
You started thinking about it. It sounds like success, honey. You don't have to be worried about what other people are doing. You just have to be concerned about what you're doing. What's my energy doing? Where am I at in my head? I don't need to run around and feel afraid of other people all the time. That sounds
no,
like
I wasn't
success.
Gonna... Sound like success, you say.
Success.
What did you say?
Success.
Sound like success.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S? Success.
Oh, okay.
You've
Sound
arrived.
Like success.
You've arrived in a place in your life where in another moment, that would have bothered you right away. In another moment, you would have been afraid that you did something wrong. In another moment, you would have felt like you had to figure out what this guy was doing. But you were nonchalant about it. It sounds like
really
you arrived. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
In a place
and
where you're not running around afraid all the time.
Yeah. Because he stared me in the face, and I just stared back, and I didn't feel nothing. I just stared back, and I actually felt kind of numb, didn't feel anything. But this morning, it dawned on me, wait a minute, what was that all about?
Yeah. Well, that sounds fabulous, honey. You didn't think about it till this morning. Good for you. You're doing it right, doing it.
Fantastic.
And then if you didn't listen to the topic on this show, go back and listen to it in the archives. Because what you're speaking to is right on task with what I talked about, either being a victim or a villain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll definitely pull up the archive. Well, can I ask one other question? If you have
Maybe,
the time.
Go ahead. What's that?
My daughter, I'm a little worried about her. It seemed like she had an addiction doing little things and says she doesn't do it, and I know she does it.
Yeah. I would say that I wouldn't want to disclose any information about her on the air, and I'm not doing psychic readings on the air anymore. So if you need something from me, you can go to my website and book a session, and we can talk about it there. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here. You have a great night.
I didn't know.
Bye-bye for
Well,
now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that's all the time we have tonight. Go back and listen to this archive. Go back and listen to the other ones that were brought up in the show. I will see you on Wednesday night for another topic of Bliss Off with Renee. Friday morning, we're going to do the Return to Wholeness meditation that I had mentioned last Friday. Last Friday, we did the Rings of Light meditation guided right on air. Go back and listen to that. It's freaking amazing. Come on in on Friday. We will do that meditation at 10 o'clock in the morning. But, of course, you can catch it in the archive. And then I will see you on Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Love you all. Bye for now.